Next in our discussions with the League candidates from Ward 3 is Councillor Patricia White from Ulladulla. Patricia is also the Shoalhaven Independence Care for Mayor, and Patricia will join other mayoral candidates on Triple U Breakfast next Thursday, the 5th of September, where they'll be talking with Chance and Beck. Patricia, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Patricia, let's start with a bit of background. What do you do and why are you running again for council?
So I've been a councillor for 12 years on Shoalhaven City Council. Prior to that, I did about 30 years now, community work down in Ulladulla. I've worked with many different organisations, assisted in building the Dun Lewis Centre, the upgrade of Ulladulla High School, many, many community projects. And I'm passionate about working with residents and community groups to see good things come out of the council for them. Prior to that, I was in corporate banking in Sydney.
So you've done a fair bit there, Patricia. You've covered, I guess, well, what do you believe the key issues are then for that are facing the residents when they come to vote this Saturday fortnight?
So the key issues at the moment, there's three key issues, and I'm advocating for all of them, for change in all of them. So the first one is trying to charge high rates for people. So the rates and, you know, the 44% just was not on. We've got to have an urgently look at the finances of the council. We are being looked at by the minister and by local office of local government, so we've got to deal with the finances, and in that way we have to live within our means. The second big issue is the roads. Our roads are atrocious and we need to get them fixed properly, fix them once and do it properly, so we're not repeatedly going back time after time after time trying to fix the road. And the third one is communication and transparency to residents. We need to communicate better and we need to be transparent to them about exactly what is happening.
Going to the finances there, now, technically, I had a look at the Office of Local Government website. Shoalhaven City Council is on the lower end of charging rates. So there's a problem there, isn't there, because they've got relatively low rates for compared to the kind of services that council needs to deliver, particularly, so in a sense, you get what you pay for. Do we have to have that really serious discussion about increasing the rates?
So I'm not saying that the rates don't need to be increased. What I'm saying is that we don't need to have 44%. There was a proposal put up by Councillor Wells and myself that we could go with an 8% increase and then go, and that included rate peg. This year was 3.5%. And then we could go and have a really good look at the council efficiencies. And what we can do, and that was all highlighted in the AEC report, and how we could save money within council itself. So we need to have a really good look. The answer is not just charging more residents funds. You know, people say, you know, we have all these services, etc. We've had them for years. We've had them for the last 30 years that I have lived here. And we don't need these huge increases. We need to run more efficient. And so we need to have a good look at it all. And I'm advocating for all councillors that are elected on the 14th of September. We all need to sit down and we all need to understand the problems. I have been talking about these problems for the last 2.5 years and, you know, further beyond from that. I've had, you know, financial experts look at the council's accounts that are going to the Auditor General. What horrified me was the first three reports from the Auditor General, and I've been advocating for change since. And that's one of the reasons I'm standing for mayor, because we do need to have change, and that change needs to be forthwith. We don't have a lot of time. You know, our wage bills, our costs to run the council, in about 2027, 2028, we just don't have the money to do that. So we have to look at how we're going to do this properly, work with the Office of Local Government, work with all of the community, etc. Because one of the other things is, I think it was a big shock when everybody got told at the end of last year, oh, we're going to put your rates up 44%. You know, where did that come from? And, you know, residents really stood up and said, well, no, we're not listening to this, because we need you to do better at a council level. And so, you know, the 7,500 signatures in about, what, 7,500 signatures in 3 weeks to say, we don't want this. We need to get, that's the other point I brought up, is about communication. We need to be communicating all of this to the community. We recently closed the hours on the pools and libraries, etc. The community didn't even have an opportunity to comment on that. It was just, we're going to do this. And even the councillors didn't have a say because we were told it was operational and that the staff could do it whether we liked it or we didn't.
Well, that's so the, and I'm looking at
communication.
Yeah, I'm looking at the report in the South Coast Register for the end of from the end of July, which looks at the services that are proposed to be cut. I think that's a report from the general manager. Now, there are a lot of services there which affect residents and, of course, even tourists as well, which has an impact on the community at large. I mean, that it becomes a circular argument to some extent. I mean, I'm sure everyone agreed that the costs need to be managed effectively. But again, it goes back to, well, if we're not paying enough rates, and because, I mean, this is not a local Shoalhaven thing. I mean, there's a, I think in Cootamundra Gundagai Council, there's been 100% rate increase there. Central Coast, 150% rate increase. I don't want to pay any more rates than I have to. You don't, no one does. But is this not just a reflection of the increasing costs for local government?
Well, it's a reflection that the state and federal government do not pay sufficient money to local councils. We get the FAGS grant every year, and even if you go in and look at the FAGS grants, they're not done on an equitable way, because the Sydney councils, who have huge rate bases, they get just as much funding as we get, but we've got more assets. We've got 4,600 square kilometres in the Shoalhaven. We've got 1,750 kilometres of roads, etc., we have to maintain. So if you really want to get into the argument about who should fund what, the state government and the federal government really need to take a serious look at what they're doing to all councils. We are part of the Australian Local Government Association and the New South Wales Local Government Association. They have advocated for years. Since I've been on council 12 years, they've advocated for further increases into councils, not just in New South Wales, but right across Australia. You know, if we could get 1% of the GST, we would be so much better off. And even if they put our FAGS grants up properly, and some people remember back in around 2012-13, they actually cut the amount of FAGS grants that they give to us. So they're asking us, you know, to run all these services, and cost shifting from state government is, you know, it's a regular basis. We get some new thing we have to pay for as councils. We need to have a really good big look picture of the whole thing. But at a local level, I cannot justify putting up rates by 44% when there are other measures that we can take that can actually save money, get more income in, instead of hitting the ratepayer all the time. It's, you know, it's the old thing, just hit the ratepayer up. Well, sorry, we need to do better.
Yeah, in fairness, that's off the table now, isn't it? But going to, I guess, moving on, the Shoalhaven Independents, that's the group that you're running. What makes you different from the other groups running for council?
So we're independent. We have been around since 1983. The Shoalhaven Independents name was registered with the Electoral Commission. We're a group of people who come together from all different walks of life, and bring in expertise from all different walks of life. I can say that we all vote different in state and federal elections, but we come together as a group so we can represent the individual ratepayers, the individual residents. We do not have to go to head office in Sydney or Canberra or talk to the local branches. What we do is we talk to the residents. We listen to what they have to say, that's how we vote in council. We do not hold each other to vote together at all. I've had many an argument with other people in the Shoalhaven Independents over time about different ways that I vote. That's democracy, and that's how we act. So we come together to stand as good independents for the Shoalhaven.
Planning and population growth are big issues in Ward 3, and indeed across the local government area. What's the Shoalhaven Independent's approach to managing the balance between development and the beautiful environment loved by locals and tourists alike?
Well, our local environment is very important to me, but we also have to do development. You will know that the state government has given us recent figures to say that you need to provide this amount of housing by 2029, which is about 4,900 new dwellings by that time. And we averagely deliver around the 2,000 to 2,500 per year. So we have to look at other areas, but I'm not about to go and destroy the environment, but we do have to look at how we manage this.
So do we have to look at increased densities, Patricia? Increased densities in the centre of places like Ulladulla and Nowra and so on?
That's exactly right. But I don't want to increase densities out in our little towns and villages because I don't think it works. But in our major centres, we need to increase those densities so we can get more people living here. But then there's a point of time that we will actually run out of land and then the state government will have to have a serious look at how we start doing rezoning because we are surrounded by national parks in a lot of our towns and villages. We've got state forestry, we've then got our agricultural land, and they're pieces and parcels of land that we don't develop. So where do we go to when we get to those boundaries? So it's going to be an interesting discussion over the next few years. Next year, in 2025, we're going to be doing a whole review of our LEP and our DCPs. And it will be a time for community to come together with council and say, this is how we want the Shoalhaven to develop into the future.
It's not just population, of course, that's driving housing unaffordability, but the lack of low-cost housing is becoming increasingly serious. I know that's been an ongoing issue for the Shoalhaven around holiday rentals and things like that. How would you like to work with the state government and for the federal government, for that matter, to help reduce housing costs?
So it's very interesting, and it's very, very hard for young people and young families to actually get into the market and own their own house. I have been working on two major projects. One project is about shared equity in housing. The model that I've been working with a group in the Shoalhaven, they've taken that to the federal government, they've taken it to the state government, they've got very good response from that, and I'm hoping in the next 12 months that that will get off the ground in the Shoalhaven. It's an exciting project. Council will need to be on board with it, but it will be able to offer some affordable housing and be able to get some people into the housing market where they can own their own home. The other thing I'm doing is working on a major project down in Ulladulla with the Lions Foundation and a few other services down here that will offer some accommodation to the homeless people, but also offer accommodation to over 55 women, which is a big issue in the Shoalhaven. And this will be permanent housing for them. This won't be, oh, you have to go and get into a shelter. It will be permanent housing for them. Similar to what happened up in Bomaderry in Kamea Street, the project that council worked with in Southern Cross Housing up there, which will provide 37 units for housing, for low-cost housing for people. So there's some exciting things happening and, you know, my discussions on all of that have started. I've got the proposal, the business plan written, and it's a matter we're just waiting for the council elections to be over and we'll be pursuing that further. And it's a really good, positive way forward, and it's not about taking time to deliver these projects, it's about delivering these projects in the next 3 to 4 years.
Patricia White is the lead candidate for the Shoalhaven Independents in Ward 3, and I thank Patricia not just for her time this morning but for her forbearance of my technical shortcomings. Patricia, thanks so much, it's been lovely to speak with you.
Yes, thank you, and you have a good day, and I look forward to next week when all the mayoral candidates get together.
Indeed, indeed.